Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks. It is time for the calendar, and there's quite a few things going on. Don't you forget, in Moscow, well, let's see. Yeah, in Moscow, Idaho, Sunday, June the 1st, the Mighty Squirrel is going to be in Moscow at the 1912 building, and they are so eclectic, and they do all kinds of different things, and they do it well, and they're incredible musicians. If you have not heard the Mighty Squirrel, you need to go see this. Sponsored by the Palouse Folklore Society and others, and it's really a good show. And this is the third year. They're sort of a tradition now. They're coming back every Sunday right around this time. The Mighty Squirrel. If I were you, I would go check it out, because the audience really enjoys it, and they are just wonderful young folks, really, to see. The Mighty Squirrel. Noah Devaney and David Keenan. And Kurdwin and Greg Spatz are the Mighty Squirrel, and they are so good. All kinds of different things. They do the kind of jazz thing, and they do the gypsy thing, and they do the traditional French-Canadian thing, and they do, sometimes, occasionally, they'll throw an old-timey thing in there, lots of different instrumentation, and they're just amazing. Alrighty, so check it out, the Mighty Squirrel. Alrighty, and the second Saturday dances are all winding down. They're all done. There's a third Saturday dance in Moscow. And let's see, the third Saturday dance in Moscow would be the 7th, 21st. And that's going to be at the Blaine Schoolhouse. They've moved their dances to the Blaine Schoolhouse now. And that makes everything a lot kind of more rustic, and in a kind of a rustic setting out there. It's an old one-room schoolhouse there, out there on Ide Road. So you want to be sure and check that out. Those are wonderful dances out there at the Blaine. Okay? Michael Dorian, the guitar player, and he's a really good guitarist in his own right. And he will be doing some gigs. He'll be at the library in the Dalles on Monday, June the 9th. The Dalles Library there in Dalles, Oregon. In the Dalles. And then on Thursday, he'll be at the Holy Name School, the little cafe there, and that'll be at 7 o'clock. And then on Friday, he's going to be at the Hot Cafe there in Troy, Montana. Michael Dorian, Friday, June the 12th, he'll be at the Hot Cafe. Those are fun gigs. He's a good guy, Michael Dorian. Be sure and check that out. You'll like Michael Dorian. The Chelan and Wenatchee Bluegrass Festival is going to be happening there at the Chelan County Fairgrounds. The third weekend, and so that'll be a real hoot. And that's the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of June. And Prairie Flyer is going to be there, all the local favorites, plus a few out-of-towners. And so you want to be sure and make sure you get there. That's always a fun festival, and those folks are really so into bluegrass. So if I were you, I would see that. We'll talk about that more in the next couple of weeks, the Wenatchee Bluegrass Festival, because it's a fun one at the Chelan County Fairgrounds. It's been going on now for 13, 14 years. So lots of good stuff going on, lots and lots of good stuff. And I will be at Bootser's on June the 14th, Bootser's Coffee House in Moscow, Idaho. Alrighty, that's about the end of the calendar. And there won't be any calendar items for... one other quick thing. Hank Kramer is doing a benefit for the Tumbleweed Festival on the 21st of June, and that'll be at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Pasco on Sylvester Road. Hank Kramer doing a benefit for the Tumbleweed Festival. And this will be the last time I get to mention that, because we're doing some evergreen shows for the next three or four shows, at least. And those are shows that we can run again and again and again and again. And that way, I get a little bit of a vacation. But I do want to mention that Hank Kramer is doing that benefit. I think it's well worth seeing. I think Hank is just such a good guy, and he's so good at what he does. All his various Western musics and mining musics and sailor musics and Celtic musics and everything. All righty. Where are we at here? Oh, Tom Paxton.
The elk are coming down from the hills each morning. The winter grazing's better here below. The evening sky last night was like a warning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow this morning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow. Every year this town is getting smaller. The kids can hardly wait to up and go. And now they've closed the high school down forever. It's cold outside, looking like early snow this morning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow. Clouds up over the Bitterroot's getting darker every day. As soon as the wind turns westerly, they're bound to head this way. There's been no rain all summer, all the grass is brown. This rodeo is over, this circus is leaving town. Another farming family left the valley. They left last night, nobody heard them go. They left the tractor standing in the hayfield. It's cold outside, looking like early snow this morning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow. Coming down from the hills each morning. The winter grazing's better here below. The evening sky last night was like a warning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow this morning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow. It's cold outside, looking like early snow.
You've heard of Murphy's Oil Soap and also Murphy's Law. You might recall the Murphy bed that folds up in the wall, or Mrs. Murphy's chowder laced with soggy overalls. But it's Mayor Lewis Murphy who's the darling of them all. And speaking of that Dapper Dan, that champion of the brass, a friend to every working man, a credit to his class. His name adorns the grandest span to bridge the grim crevasse. His honor's last direction, call it Murphy's Overpass, and give it the old heave-ho. Look at the traffic flow. The only way to get there if you got no place to go. A pothole for your taxes, a wondrous waste of gas. The London Bridge of Tucson, here's the Murphy's Overpass. Highway going nowhere, as long as it is wide, where razor wire fences block the ramps on either side. A marvelous construction in the city father's pride, where the aviation highway boys just took you for a ride. They spurned the standard cloverleaf, a shamrock if you please. They bulldozed all the cactuses, uprooted all the trees. And when the job was finished and we stood there all aghast, we'd not but left to name it, call it Murphy's Overpass. You can't find a better place for the shooting of the breeze, the hanging of your washing or the storing of your skis. It will not take you to the moon or even overseas, but it's a straight shot to the golf links by dog sled and trapeze. Should you and Father Keno crawl the pubs to douse the drought, his boulevard will take you north until it takes you south. Should you meet a bad end on the wrong side of the tracks, we'll all know how you got there. You took Murphy's Overpass and give it the old heave-ho. Look at the traffic flow. The only way to get there if you got no place to go. A pothole for your taxes, a wondrous waste of gas. The London Bridge of Tucson, here's the Murphy's Overpass.
Overpass. Hey. You don't have any secrets when you come into the world. You're open like a book and the pages get filled. The leaves keep turning on every single page. They write their story with marks on your face. On your face, locked in your head, an unbreakable code. A secret never spoken is a story never told. Gonna show you the back of my hand, they say. You can hide those scars, but they hurt you every day. They hurt you every day.
His hand.
cafe again. Oh, you'll say again.
Fishing in a bluegill pond, parking my kite between two clouds, but I never saw the world beyond till I met that machine so shiny and slick. Shoved my quarter in, put my finger on the button, saw the lights go on, and felt my life begin. Since then, every day will roll away about the same. Close communications with a video game. Spent all my resources just fighting those evil forces, and I relive every game I play. I dream all night of that little arcade. Sit up in bed and holler, hey Gary, give me change for a dollar. And every day I swore I was gonna raise my score, leave my initial claims on one of those video games. It was understood every hour I could, I'd be leaning on a glowing machine, just scratching my itches on the lights and the switches and the blips on the video screen. And when I saw my mama hanging from a third floor ledge, begging for a hand back in, I said, I just hit bananas on my Ms. Pac-Man, and I gotta go at it again. Me and the janitor's kids, Antoine and Nando, burn up the watts on their dad's Nintendo. Tell mom that I'm sorry, blood's thinner than Atari. And then a uniformed man said, you got skill, Uncle Sam's gonna subsidize your video thrill. Defender of the nation is a practical application. From a real leather seat at 30,000 feet, you don't even see the flames. Don't see river steam, hear people scream. Nobody knows their names. They're just one of those video games. One of those video games.
I'm not listening. Every single day takes a piece of you away. Every single day takes a piece of you away. Every single day takes a piece of you.
Like that song. I really like that person. That's Sherry Flanagan. She's just a cool person, and she writes a lot of stuff like that. This is an album called Here on the Northwest Coast, and that's about the River Hoe. Sherry Flanagan. And there were a lot of things in that set. We didn't talk very much. Charlie King was in there with his video games and his Murphy's Overpass. And Lucy Kaplansky was in that set. And all kinds of folks. You can get playlists at nwpr.org. There'll be a playlist for this show. A playlist which originated on paper. All righty. We're taking a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back. You just hold your horses, folks, because we are coming right back.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Bruce Books in Pullman, an independent bookstore since 1981, offering used books for all ages, from mystery to history, music, and art. Open every day at 235 East Main, weekdays 11 to 6, Saturdays 10 to 6, and Sundays noon to 5.
Skies will be mostly cloudy today with high temperatures reaching 76 in Moscow and 83 in Clarkston. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's lows in the mid-40s to the lower 50s and tomorrow's highs mid-70s to the lower 80s. Next week should be mostly sunny with highs in the 70s and 80s.
Son, he is his father's son. So the line goes on as far as we can tell. Our wives are much the same, gentle as the rain. Makes me wonder why we'd ever want to fight. But we speak the same language, we could get along. All we had is music. If we did speak the same language, you would love me more. You would only hear what's in your heart. We lived in Babylon, argued through the night. God looked down and said, oh no, this isn't right. He rolled into town, tore the tower down, took our words and gave us love at first sight. Now we speak the same language, we could get along. All we had is music. If we didn't speak the same language, you would love me more. You would only hear what's in your heart. We could walk together through the dark, embrace the mystery. That's how we'll always be. Forgiveness lives alone, somewhere down the road. I don't always answer when she rings the bell. Stubborn as I am, I let pride walk right in. Though a hangover makes me feel like hell. But we speak the same language, we could get along. If all we had is music. If we didn't speak the same language, you would love me more. You would only hear what's in your heart. You would only hear what's in your heart. I am my father's son, he is his father's son. So the line goes on as far as we can tell. Our wives are much the same, gentle as the rain. Makes me wonder why we'd ever want to fight.
you without even trying. You know that I'll climb that mountain just because it's there. And I've got a straight flush in my blood, but I'm folding a bear. You're the brightest star in the sky. I'm coming home for your sweet potato pie. Kitchen, swearing at the stove, it's not hot enough to boil tea. Daddy's in the living room with a can of beer, swearing at the game on the TV. I come here often as I can just to see your face, and I pray it won't be long before you put me in my place. You're the brightest star in the sky. I'm coming home. Your sweet potato pie. I've got a soft spot for your biscuits with brown gravy. I've got a weakness for the way you call me, baby. I'll ask you to marry me forever by your side. We'll have freckled red hair kids in all on sweet potato pie.
The gifts that were given. I wanna turn my back on the past. You should not resent me for moving forward. I cannot rectify all the things that went bad for you. I cannot move where these four walls surround me. Even though it may be right for you, I cannot see through another man's eyes. I will not walk in my father's shoes. They came with reasons that have long been forgotten. An escape from a life that was not their own. But they passed down possessions to the generations, and here you will live in your father's home. Or is it the brave who destroy the circle? There are no heroes who gamble and lose. I do not resemble the face in the picture. Father's shoes.
strength to walk past all that you have. I will not walk in my father's shoes. I will not walk in my father's shoes.
the Jetsons. He's cutting up some meat to have something to eat. Watching Hee-Haw, watch the A-Team. Poured hot sauce on his skin and stuck a spoon right in. His dad kept something. Watching Star Trek, watching Walker, watching Gumby, watching Hee-Haw. He watched the Love Boat. He watching Night.
See, you hear the same thing at the end that you heard at the beginning. That's how it all kind of works there. That was the Open Road Band, South Saluda Ramble, and before that, another kind of a young roots rock sort of bluegrass thing. That's the Alder Road Band out of Eugene. And yeah, that's how the show kind of winds up. Little Taj in there, little Bill Steely and Where's Dave? And yeah, that's how it all works. The playlist is complete at nwpr.org. It'll be up once the show airs, and that's how all that goes. So you'll be able to check out the playlist. We'll be doing that until I can't find another Caitlin Bailey to do the playlist, and then I'll have to find someone else. And that's how it happens in a college town. So, Kevin Rinker doing the editing and the engineering, Tom Cocaine helping save the show. Also, want to make sure and thank Jessica Jacobs, our librarian. Not that she did anything for this show, but she has for others, and I've forgotten to thank her. And again, Caitlin Bailey for doing the playlists and for helping out with some of the reading that needs to be done when you're doing these things. All righty? It's all looking good. It's all looking good. Don't you be forgetting now, Mighty Squirrel going to be at the 1912 building there in Moscow. This is their third appearance, kind of a becoming a tradition. Good way to spend a Sunday evening. Spend a little money. Go out and see one of the best eclectic bands ever. Greg and Kirdwin Spatz and David Keenan and Nova Devaney out there doing their Mighty Squirrel thing. From jazz to gypsy to Canadian to old-timey, it's all there. And so be sure and check that out. All righty? Okay, and don't you be forgetting, too, that there are going to be some dances at the Blaine Schoolhouse. And don't forget that Wenatchee Bluegrass Festival there on the third weekend in June at the Chelan County Fairgrounds. All righty. Lots of good stuff. Also, there's a Yakima Folk Festival. I didn't realize this, but it's going on the weekend of the 12th of July. The 11th, 12th, and 13th, they're bringing it back. Those folks are trying real hard. So go out there and see that. I don't know what the application process was like. I never received any notification on that. But if there is a Yakima Folk Festival happening, you all attend it. Make the thing work. Alrighty? Okay. If you want to email me at dsdaniel, mahersw.edu, and I will get back to you. I promise I'll get back to you. You can call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past, knock it off. See you around the bend now. Bye.
It's 1 minute before 2 o'clock, and the Thistle and Shamrock begins in just a moment with support from the Walla Walla Chamber Music Festival and Tourism Walla Walla. 2014 Summer Festival, June 5th through the 28th, featuring 20 virtuoso artists and 31 events performed in intimate venues throughout the Walla Walla Valley. Seating is limited. Tickets at wallawallachambermusicfestival.org.
Sebastian Younger wanted his film Restrepo to give civilians a sense of what war was like for U.S. soldiers fighting in Afghanistan. Now, he wants to help the soldiers understand their own experience.
One guy said to me, courage, there's no such thing. You're either doing your job as a soldier or you're not doing your job.
I'm Arun Roth, Sebastian Younger's Korengal, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
That's at 4 o'clock this afternoon here on Northwest Public Radio. It's 2 o'clock.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org.
If your childhood included the lesson that every little bit helps, remember, every donation to Northwest Public Radio helps keep thoughtful music and in-depth news right here for you.